4. Conclusions. After an initial migration of 1825, Norwegians emigrated to the United States in such numbers that they were able to create a Norwegian America which flourished from 1850 to 1940. During most of this period, the chief medium of internal communication, oral and written, was the Norwegian language, which served as an in-group identity marker. Research on informant usage shows that in the more conservative and isolated rural settlements, the language persisted well into the second, i.e. the first American, generation. As late as the 1940s, one could still find speakers who claimed to be using Norwegian regularly, at least one half of their time. Among these bilinguals, Norwegian became typically a family or neighborhood language, gradually abandoned as contacts with American institutions and individuals grew. This was not a sudden change, but one that affected individuals differently, through the schools, change of residence, new occupations, intermarriage, improved communications, urbanization, etc.